Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bright. Kalispell City Council formally reviewing a new public safety proposal driven by intense local advocates. According to a municipal report published by the Daily Interlake, council members are weighing whether to allocate funding to install secure, climate-controlled safe haven baby boxes at local fire stations. The nonprofit organization Montanans for Life are pushing for this idea. They say the specialized bassinets would allow mothers in crisis to safely and anonymously surrender newborns under the state's Newborn Protection Act. City planners note that the combined installation and public education push should cost about $120,000. It's been an especially deadly week on Montana highways. In addition to the two men killed in freeway crashes just minutes apart on Tuesday, a 74-year-old Corum resident died following a two-vehicle crash in Flathead County Wednesday morning. Highway Patrol reports the victim was driving a Subaru Outback on Highway 2 when the collision occurred right in the Corum area. The driver was wearing a seatbelt but was tragically pronounced dead at the scene. Another individual was also hurt. State troopers note that road conditions were bare and dry and neither alcohol, drugs, nor speed are suspected to be factors in that accident. A 62-year-old Poplar man is dead and two others injured following a single-vehicle rollover in Roosevelt County early Saturday morning. Highway Patrol reports the man was driving a Chevy Trailblazer eastbound on Highway 2 when the vehicle went off the road and overturned near Wolf Point. Authorities note the driver was not wearing a seatbelt, and both alcohol and drugs are suspected in that crash. A 37-year-old Las Cruces, New Mexico woman is dead following a single-vehicle motorcycle accident in Gallen County early Saturday morning. Montana Highway Patrol says she was riding a Yamaha motorcycle on Highway 64 when she crashed just outside of Big Sky on mile marker 3. She died at the scene. Authorities noted no problems on the road, saying there was no indication of speed, drugs, or alcohol being reasons for that crash. This is the Montana State News Network.